KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school sports around the area last night, first in some high school wrestling action last night, it was Shenandoah topping East Mills 42-30. Shenandoah beating Exira EHK 48-20. Shenandoah over Griswold 60-11. East Mills topping Exira EHK 45-17. East Mills over Griswold 48-6. And Griswold defeated Exira EHK 36-27. Clarinda down Glenwood in a double duel, 39-34. It was Clarinda over Bedford Lennox, 48-24. Glenwood topping Bedford Lennox, 44-24. Also last night, it was Missouri Valley over Maple Valley, 55-18. Riverside beat Maple Valley, 50-28. AHSTW over Missouri Valley, 39-30. It was a 39-all. They win on criteria. Also, Missouri Valley beat Riverside, 49-30 in action last night. In high school boys basketball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Denison upending Harlan in double overtime, 65-60. Glenwood beat Clarinda, 72-38. St. Albert over Red Oak, 70-56. Kemper Catholic topping Newell Fonda, 66-45. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, it was IKM Manning over Griswold, 79-35. Tri-Center topping Audubon, 68-60. Trainer beat Riverside, 83-36. Underwood over Logan Magnolia, 70-53. And in overtime, Missouri Valley got by AHSTW 61-53. In boys Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Adair Casey over Bowyer Valley 63-58. Arweva beat West Harrison 66-36. Coon Rapids Bayard over Charter Oak Ute 49-44. Exira EHK beating Cam 60-32. Glidden Ralston over Woodbine 77-66. In boys' corner conference play, Clarinda Academy beat South Page 54-36, East Mills over Stanton 57-46, Essex over Tarkio, Missouri 50-30, Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 66-54, Sydney over Nishnabotna 62-60. In other boys' basketball action, Carroll over ADM 79-59, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln over Sioux City North 81-65, Lennox beat East Union 65-40, Nottoway Valley topping Southwest Valley 77-26, Panorama beat Madrid 50-48. It was Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson 65-44. Moving over to girls' hoops from last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Glenwood over Clarinda 65-53. Harlan topping Denison 66-30. Creston beat Sheraton 66-31. Red Oak over St. Albert 59-51. Newell Fonda topping Kemper Catholic 45-44. In girls' Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW over Missouri Valley 44-37. Audubon beat Tri-Center 53-51. It was IKM Manning over Griswold 60-32. Logan Magnolia beat Underwood 59-39. Trainer over Riverside 46-17. In boys' Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva over West Harrison 53-21. Coon Rapids Bayard, a winner over Charter Oak Ute 48-46. Exira EHK defeating Cam 70-19. Glidden Ralston over Woodbine last night 50-27. That's girls' Rolling Valley Conference play. Also in girls' corner conference play, it was Fremont Mills over Heartland Christian 61-15. Nishnabotna beat Sydney 66-34. South Page over Clarinda Academy 52-16. Stanton over East Mills 38-34. Tarkio beat Essex 54-43. Also in girls' hoops, it was ADM over Carroll 68-30. Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City North 41-31. Lennox over East Union 53-16. Nottoway Valley a winner over Southwest Valley 35-34. Panorama outscored Madrid 73-27. Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson 72-23. Van Meter beat West Central Valley 63-49. In men's top 25 college basketball last night, number 14, Virginia Commonwealth, the winner over George Washington, 72-48. Number 17, West Virginia, downs Kansas State, 65-59. Oklahoma State upends number 20, Baylor, 64-53, while Xavier beat number 21, Georgetown, 66-53. Well, the Drake Bulldogs take a 1-7 Missouri Valley Conference record on the road to play Bradley. The Braves are 2-6, but in their last outing, they posted a victory over Missouri State.
When the shots start going down, your team seems to be playing well. They're definitely playing their best basketball of the season right now and coming off a good win the other night against Missouri State. So you know, we need to do a good job trying to get ourselves back on track.
That's Drake coach Ray Giacoletti. The Bulldogs are coming off a 34-point loss at Valley leader Wichita State, as Drake is 4-16 overall heading into that contest. Winners of three straight, the Iowa State women are at home tonight to take on Kansas. The Cyclones are 5-2 in the league race after posting a second upset of Texas.
The formula for us remains consistent. Take care of the ball, guard as best you can, get to the free throw line and convert, and try and have some balance offensively.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fenley, who says winning close games has been the key. It's a big week for the Cyclones. They'll also host Oklahoma State on Saturday. Kansas is 2-5 in the Big 12 coming into that contest. Super Bowl Media Day offered little in the way of substance as the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots fielded questions in Phoenix. Patriots coach Bill Belichick and quarterback Tom Brady didn't comment much on all the controversy surrounding the team and deflated footballs, saying the topic will not be part of the team's mindset. Both coach and player stressed the team is focused on one thing, the NFC champion Seahawks. Seattle running back Marshawn Lynch took part in the festivities for 5 minutes. He set a timer on his phone, caught a bag of Skittles tossed from the crowd, and stopped to pick up a reporter's recorder off the floor before he walked away after saying next to nothing. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.